Sportsmuscle.com brings you After Hours featuring the Whack Pack.
This is Mr. G.
Good day, mate.
I've gone to anger management three times.
Come on, get it out already over here.
Good day, mate.
Here's your hosts, Dave Palumbo and John Romano.
Welcome to another episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. My name's Dave Palumbo. I'm here with John Romano and Derek Anthony sitting in on the panel a little early tonight. And welcome, Derek. Welcome, John.
Thank you.
Welcome, Dave.
We went from torrential storms that kept you out of the studio and out of New York, John, and in Florida, to all of a sudden we have 55-degree weather. And I know we don't talk about the weather here, but it's kind of scary.
No, let's talk about 14 hours trapped in the airport with a 10-year-old.
And Mr. John does not travel too well.
What? Mr. John travels well. It's Mr. Max that has the issues.
Yeah, I can only imagine what must have gone on. What was he doing for all these hours? Was he driving you crazy?
He had an iPod Touch in one hand, a laptop in the other, and he was bored.
Was he running around the airport like a lunatic?
Luckily, my cousin got us in the Sky Club,
right.
Delta Sky Club, which made the whole ordeal far more tolerable than being stuck at the gate with absolutely nothing. So he was able to, you know, kick back in a comfortable chair and plug himself in, and he had internet and Wi-Fi cool. And hot and cold running olives and Coke. So
did you resort to drinking alcohol at that point?
I drank massive amounts.
Really?
Of alcohol.
I was going to suggest that to you. Actually, I'm glad that you figured that out on your own.
They almost had to wheel me out of there. Then it was really fucked up because at the end of the 14 hours, I had to give up and rent a car and drive back an hour and a half to my mom's house. So I had to like guzzle coffee.
I gotta say one thing about you in driving. You do a lot of miles on your cars.
Yeah,
and,
I do.
You know, you're the kind of person that will drive 4 hours one way in Florida and you go back 4 hours the same day.
I don't
know how you do it.
When I lived in Fort Lauderdale and I used to drop Max off at my mom's, it was 5 hours.
I don't know how you do
each
it.
Way. I would go there, drop him off, turn around, and drive back.
And then you go pick him up again.
Yeah, well, at the end of the
only Porsche in America with over 60,000 miles.
It has 65,000 miles on it.
Yeah, it's almost unheard of.
I gotta get rid of it now.
It is kind of absolutely ridiculous. But look, you know, when you have a kid, you got to make sacrifices.
Sure do.
Now, you know, before we get to all the Whack Pack news and all that kind of stuff, I got to just get something off my mind that's driving me fucking out of my crazy. You know, the new thing, John, is, you know, now that everyone's doing like pictures and photographs at these bodybuilding shows and video interviews, now the new thing is like paying for them, number one, and exclusivity. Everyone thinks that we're making millions of dollars like covering these shows. Meanwhile, the cost of sending five people there to cover it, hotels, airfare, food, paying photographers is astronomical.
Right.
Thousands of dollars it costs to cover one show. And every time now, I go to a show, I got to get a phone call from a promoter saying, "Oh, by the way, I know you've already spent $5,000 in sending all your people and booking reservations and everything like that. But by the way, you can't take pictures, you can't do video."
Right.
And I'm like, "Well, what am I going for then?"
And they're doing it for the massive amount of like $1,500 they're getting to put in their pocket, which is so fucking petty and stupid because they are limiting everybody's exposure. They're really harming the athletes because they're, you know,
limiting their exposure,
exponentially limiting their exposure. What is one entity going to do with exclusive rights to a stage shot?
I don't know. Listen to this. This is the newest one. Dave Lieberman, who is like a great guy. I love him. I've known him for years. He's a great competitor. He's a great promoter. He's the kind of promoter that if you don't sponsor, it's easier to sponsor a show than not to sponsor.
Right.
He's been after me for 3 years since I started Species to sponsor his show, and he just wore me down, and he finally got me. Now, he's probably got every other supplement company, too. The guy is a promoter's promoter. He knows how to make money because he's relentless, and you know what? He provides a lot of service. I mean, he's picking me up from the airport. He's helping me out with the hotel. He's making sure that everything is provided. He's been sending emails daily to let us know what's going on. We had to get electricity for the booth, this, that, and the other thing. And I'm grateful for that. I get a call from him, an email today, telling me that he's got someone videoing the stage show, which is, you know, they sell the videos, I understand. And that Jay Cutler is his guest poser. And now that Jay Cutler's an MD athlete, I can't videotape him doing his routine on stage. So the public domain has no longer become the public domain. It's been the private domain. Now, mind you, that MD and Bleckman don't have the video rights for the show.
Right.
There's a videographer there.
Right.
But Bleckman is like trying to pull this bullshit where because Jay's an MD athlete, all of a sudden he's not in the public domain and we have to be limited. We can't shoot him on stage.
That's bullshit.
Have you ever heard anything as ridiculous as this in your life?
Don't shoot him.
No, but listen,
it's not enforceable.
This is the hypocrisy because you know I can't shoot him. But 18 other people can sit in that same room with the same video camera I have and film them and put them up on YouTube.
Who says you can't shoot them?
Well, Dave Lieberman asked me nicely not to shoot him.
And you're going to tell Dave Lieberman, you know what, Dave Lieberman? I spent $5,000 fucking getting here for the sole purpose of taking this fucking video. You don't want me to take it. I'm staying the fuck home.
You're right. You're right. But you know what the truth is? If I get a video from Joe Blow sitting in the audience videotaping Jay Cutler and puts it up on YouTube, you can't stop that guy. But if I do it, if I sit there and videotape and put it up on our website, I'm going to get a phone call Monday morning from you-know-who.
Well, you know what? Fuck it. Take the phone call. It ain't worth it. It's stupid.
I'll record it, Dave.
Let me ask you a question. So let's say that there's like a Weider athlete. Like who's like a prominent Weider athlete?
Phil Heath.
And let's say that he comes and he guest poses at the Long Island show or something
We tape him all the time. This is new because Blackman's spending $150,000 a year on Cutler, so he thinks he's going to try to stop him from being photographed or videoed anywhere he goes.
Right. So what I'm saying is, how can Weider say that? You know, if they wanted to say, how could Weider say, well, that's it. You can't use your camera to video that. It's impossible.
Bleckman is trying to do is privatize the public domain for his game.
He can't do it. Nobody can do that.
So you know what? There's no phone call to get on Monday morning because he can't do it.
Right. Well, this is what Dave should have done if he was smart. He would have said to me, I have sold the video rights of the show, including obviously anything that goes on the stage, to this videographer. And I would have said fine, but once he mentioned Bleckman, you know, that Bleckman made a phone call that I can't shoot the Jay Cutler. I mean, that was the thing that pissed me off, because Bleckman, I can completely imagine him crying on the phone.
Yeah, $150,000. I gotta get my value.
Don't let those guys shoot him. But you know what? I'm giving you $500 for this show. Meanwhile, I'm spending, you know, how much on my species booth? And all the plane fare and everything.
It's all bullshit. There's nobody can stop you from shooting him in the public domain.
I'm not gonna shoot him. I'll let someone else shoot him.
Just do it.
No, because I was asked very nicely, and I followed. So rules, you know, but I'm just saying
it's not a rule.
It's hypocrisy.
Like,
that's all.
It's like saying, Dave, if you had to chop your left hand off, and I asked you really nicely, would you still do it?
No, but it's
Dave,
not hurting me.
Can I have $500 a week for my show?
Come on, Derek's asking you really nicely. Come on, do it.
I'm going to film and put him on the DA show.
You don't give him fucking nothing.
Speaking of Derek Anthony, what the hell's going on with the post count on your fucking Derek Anthony show thing?
You're sitting there going like this. What are you doing?
What about you guys?
Fuck you. After Hours beat you by at least two posts.
After Hours at 11,542.
Greatest fucking show. After Hours that nobody ever heard.
Come on, bro.
I think what's happening.
Now it's somebody doing it.
This is my theory. I think that Derek is sitting home hitting refresh 6,500.
Fuck you.
And then someone who hates Derek on our site is doing it for the After Hours just to piss him off.
Bullshit.
Get the fuck out of here.
Really the fuck out of my studio.
Because I can't fucking find a job because really of certain people.
The really hysterical thing is that the thread does not, the clicks on the thread do not equate to how many people listen to the show.
No, I know.
We go in the back end of the site and we can see exactly how many people.
Are you telling me WACPAC has 11,000?
No. It doesn't. Of course not.
It should be about 3,000 each.
What I'm saying is that the views on the thread.
It's 11,000.
Doesn't mean anything.
I know.
It means absolutely nothing.
I agree. And then all of a sudden, Aaron's full off topic had 3,000 and it jumped up to 12,000. I was like, what the fuck?
Aaron's talking about it. You know, it has a lot of K views.
Aaron started hitting refresh too because he felt like left out.
Right.
Hey, I admit it was totally blown. I mean, we usually get 2,000 or 3,000 each, WACPAC and my show, but that's views. That's people going in there participating. 12,000 in a week.
How many replies?
Like you gotta go. You guys had 30. I had 70.
Derek is his own PR machine. You know, ever since Derek got fired, from GAD, right?
I didn't get fired
2 weeks ago.
No, don't start a false rumor.
We got fired. It's okay.
I didn't get fired.
Getting fired is cool. It's cool. But Jeff's gotten fired 30 times in the last 2 months.
No. He quits. He quits.
I didn't quit. We both, I had other offers from other companies.
He doesn't get fired.
I had other offers from other companies. He wanted to try something new. He says he's going to try to get Phil Heath, which I doubt. And, you know, so.
No, but so you're available. I'm trying to market you right now. You're blowing your cover.
Yeah, but I didn't quit. I'm not a quitter.
No, you didn't quit. You got fired. You got fired, right?
I didn't get fired.
What? It's just, did you want to leave?
We both decided it would be better for both of us.
Yeah, but you didn't want to leave.
Because I kind of asked for a raise, and, you know.
Yeah, but you didn't want to leave. You might have wanted more money, but you didn't want to leave.
Whatever. We right, both so, parted ways.
So it wasn't, Derek is looking for employment.
Parted ways, that's better.
Derek is
parted
looking ways. For employment from another company, and I think he's a good marketer.
He's great.
You know, he really believes in the brand he stands behind, and that's all I'm trying to say. So that's all right to get
thank
fired.
Thank
you, Dan. Yeah. We got fired.
Parting ways. You got fired. I got parted ways. I still have a good relationship with Charles.
No, fucking boss came inside. He
be
said,
quiet.
We're gonna let you go. I said, thank you. That's exactly what I was going to tell you just
now. Let me ask you a question. Are you getting paid still?
Actually, I'm going to probably work the New York shows we
are
get.
Are you getting paid? All right, so then you got fired.
All right, whatever.
He just can't accept it.
I don't like fired.
I got fired. Fuck. You know what? You're a free man.
Yeah.
So you know what?
I'm single.
You're single. You're single. You're professionally single. So now we're out there.
Yeah,
we're soliciting.
Then I tried getting other companies, and I got these haters that fucking like, don't. They send death threats if the company like hires me and shit.
You know what?
I mean, I don't know if you want to say that.
If I was a company and I was getting that much action over the thought of that maybe I'm going to hire you, I'd hire you in a second because you're driving interest to them. So
they
you know
got,
what?
Yeah, but they got death threats because if you hire Derek Anthony, we're going to come to the show and kill you.
Well, you got a lot of people that don't like you.
Wow. But
you
I have a lot of fans,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you do, but you got both. You're a polarizing type of guy.
Yeah, I'm bipolar.
So that's
you're multipolar. You know.
Hey, I'm trying.
The best fit to me would be if they had some money would be Brutal Alchemy. That Derek's total Brutal Alchemy material. I think
he's. I think he's ALRI material.
I love ALRI.
I don't know. I think that Arthur likes to be the crazy one, though. I think he needs people that are less crazy than
I
him.
Talked to Arthur that's for 3 hours. Me and him bonded. No, I don't know, you know.
He's a great guy.
I think he's intimidated by all these jerk-offs, you know.
I think you're too crazy for Arthur, to tell you the truth.
I don't. I think he's a perfect fit for him.
But think about who Arthur employs. Arthur doesn't employ crazy people. He's the guy who's insane.
But
you know?
Arthur,
you know, he'll be the first to admit it.
But he absolutely will. But Arthur employs people who fill dual roles or, you know, triple roles, you know, as contracted athletes, and they work in the office. They
Derek's
have, you know,
not going to work in the office.
No, though. But I mean,
yeah, but I just want him to sponsor the show. You know,
marketing
what I'm saying?
And promotion. Who the hell is better than Derek?
No, I think he's great. I think there's plenty of companies out there.
But Dave, I just went up to him. I said, listen, I would really like you to, you know, sponsor the show, not sponsor me. These fools thinking, well, if you sponsor Derek Anthony, and you sponsor him. It was really for my show in RX Muscle.
No,
you know?
I know. Well, that you know,
it got so blown up.
At least they didn't say you were doing gay for pay.
That's true. Yeah, at least they're talking
finally.
Now they're just talking about Derek being off the wall.
Right. Yeah. So that's
better
good. I'd rather take crazy than gay.
Sucking dick, you know. Yeah. So. All right, well, let's take a commercial break because I heard a motorcycle pull up outside. I got to see who came into the studio. And when we come back, we might have another guest in the studio.
All right.
This is After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Nutrition. Visit speciesnutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. Speciesnutrition.com. When the world crumbles around you, will you be ready to fight back? Brutal Alchemy Performance Nutrition's unique line of supplements will help you win the war in the gym. Ancient Strength is a unique blend of three creatine esters which will infuse you with the ancient strength needed for the battle at hand. Isolation is a pure whey protein isolate that provides 26 grams of protein in every 29-gram scoop. Attack NO2 is Brutal Alchemy's nitric oxide booster that will increase your pumps and performance. After your battle in the gym, it's time for Onslaught. Brutal Alchemy's comprehensive post-workout drink, providing everything you need to suffuse your muscles, joints, and body with the components to heal, grow stronger, and return to the fray. And when it's time to conquer in the bedroom, you'll need Forged Steel, Brutal Alchemy's male enhancement product. Lead the charge to BrutalAlchemy.com to obtain the essential elements of your brutal transformation. Brutal Alchemy. It's better to be a member of the Horde than to be destroyed by it. Plasmatic is the next generation of nitric oxide amplifiers. Plasmatic contains the clinically proven glycocarn and other exclusive cofactors to give you a better pump, extreme vascularity, and aid in both performance and recovery. Plasmatic is the only next generation nitric oxide amplifier that contains no L-arginine. Plasmatic's proprietary blend is manufactured using a state-of-the-art liquid capsule technology and lipomatic delivery. See Plasmatic today at your local vitamin shop or call us now at 866-GET-EST-1 or visit us on the web at estnutrition.com. Plasmatic, results guaranteed. Build serious muscle now. G-A-T. Get huge and stay lean. G-A-T. Achieve total muscle domination. Oh. Pump up and shred down with four great G-A-T products. Pre-workout Jet Fuse NOX. For insane strength and psychotic workouts, use Jet Fuse before attacking the weights. Post-workout Jet Mass. After training, use Jet Mass's muscle volumizing German creatine with HGH boosters and branched chain aminos to repair and recover. Premium protein, Muscle Teen. Muscle Teen has 45 grams of extended release protein to rebuild muscle tissue during and after training. Shred and burn in your Jet Fuel Pyro. Use Jet Fuel Pyro, the number one feel good fat burner, to help you feel great as you burn fat faster and easier. Find these GAT products at retailers worldwide or go to our website at teamgat.com. That's TEAMGAT.com. Who are the Iron Sirens? The heroes. Susie Curry. Adela Garcia. Jenny Lynn. Crystal Richardson. Who are the Dark Divas? Gina Aliotti as Diva X. Jen Gates as Shade. Liza Kamstra as Black Lotus. Sonia Gonzalez as Raptress. And their story is told only in Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens is a one-of-a-kind limited edition comic book series and is the brainchild of J.M. Mannion. Order your copy of Iron Sirens today before they're gone. Visit IronSirensComics.com. That's IronSirensComics.com to get your copy of Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Welcome back to After Hours with the Whack Pack. I'm John Romano, sitting here with my co-host and partner in crime, Dave Palumbo. We got Derek Anthony over there on the other side. Way in the distance, I got Jeff, the producer. And since I'm drinking wine right now, it must mean that Jimmy the Bull is here.
You showed up.
How you doing, guys?
What's up, Jimmy the Bull?
That wine is good.
It is good.
What are we drinking tonight?
Warms the bones, baby.
18%.
I heard you pull up in the motorcycle.
Yeah, I'm riding tonight.
Today was gorgeous. You had a ride today.
I know it's a little chilly now tonight, but I wear a proper attire.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a mask on, and he looks like he's robbed a freaking bank.
The American flag mask.
Yeah, of course. That makes it okay.
We are drinking the Rosemont Shiraz. for most of that.
Australia.
Just let me skip Australia. Back to what you said last week. Remember, Vinny Bulger made a challenge, a sushi challenge.
I talked to him.
Right. And where we stand
ready.
With that?
He's ready.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he's on, man.
Oh, okay.
So whenever we put this date together, I called John tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to bring him up to speed with the sushi.
You mean Vinny? You just said John.
You said you wanted to, John was probably going to be good to challenge.
Oh, Scuderi, you mean? Which John are you talking about?
He ate the steak.
Scuderi,
yeah. Sushi man.
Yeah, I texted him tonight.
Can he eat sushi?
Well, I didn't talk to him yet, but he called me back and he said, what's up? And I got to tell him, I got to fill him in. But actually, Vinny got a little scared when I mentioned John's name.
Oh, John, really?
Oh, John's a joke.
He got a little scared.
Yeah, that guy can eat. John can eat.
John can eat.
I never saw
him. He had a freaking hernia, and he ate 4.5 pounds of meat.
He pulled that.
He had
that
a fucking girdle on.
Yeah, the crust off.
I had a fucking fishnet holding his testes.
Yeah.
He
pulled it off. He made room for that last piece of steak.
And he was fine the next day. Joel was out of commission for 96 hours.
I called Vinny and I told him, I said, Vinny, we're on. He goes, good, I'm good. I'll fucking kill everybody. I'm good. I says, but they want John to go against you.
Oh. And he's
part of the Whack Pack. You know, he can do it.
And he's on some supplements, so he'll be even hungrier.
He said that John gave him a run for his money.
John will blow him out of the water.
I don't know.
We're talking about hundreds of pieces of sushi.
And Vinny's paying, you said, right?
Yeah,
I don't want to get the bill at the end.
No, Vinny's gonna pay.
All right.
If he loses, he pays everything.
You know what?
Are we gonna split it otherwise?
Yeah,
all right. Is that the deal?
Yeah, but if he loses, right. He's gonna pick up
because he made the challenge.
Come on, let's do this.
John gets the lap dance, and we all go down.
Oh, yeah, the lap, right? He's right. So John is basically defending us.
I already
he's representing us.
Vinny said no problem. We'll go down to the club, get all the lap dances we want, all the beers.
Nice.
And, wow. We can film it if we want. You know.
Yeah. Of course.
For the event.
Oh, great.
This is a tender trap.
We better. Now we got to put the pressure on John. I got to get him in here next week.
We got to get him in here.
When do you want to do this thing?
Well, we'll talk about that, and we're going to set it up. You know, it's a good.
Let's do it soon.
Maybe we should do it the day before the Bros vs. Pros challenge.
Yeah,
which is next week.
Get us all primed.
Actually, John Scuderi asked me, "How can you hold in the Bros vs. Pros?" He's texted me in World Gym Ronkonkoma. So I said money. They're sponsoring. Look, this is a popular event now. People are putting money. There's going to be bidding. Pretty soon it's going to be like WrestleMania. You know, we're going to have cities bidding
for
the Bros or Espros. You'll be there, Jimmy, judging again, right?
Yeah, shit, yeah, man.
You better be.
I'm there, man.
This year, you know, we got the women's event too. We got Nicole Ball and Bonnie Pappas going against each other.
Battle of the breasts,
185 pounds in the squat. You know, for reps.
That's beautiful.
And you got to hold this. You got to hold your hand, and their butts got to touch your hand.
Yeah. Nice. Am I gonna?
You're the judge. You're the judge. You got to hold your hand out there.
Hey, Jimmy's taking. I'll do that.
The butt has to hit the hand.
No problem. I'm there.
That's how you know they break parallel.
I'll make sure I put a little cream on my hand.
Yeah. Make sure you wash the hands too.
Yeah, I'll wipe a little disinfectant.
You could tell us what each girl's been eating for lunch
as they drop down, I can put a little bit of a finger in there just to get the scent.
Right. You can put your nose right there and smell it.
No, I put the finger up.
I thought we could just let them lay down on a bench and just say, you know, just so the nose goes
in. I can smell the bench too. That's afterwards. It.
Now the problem is, what if someone lets go like a fart or something like that? You're fine with
that's
that?
That's even better.
Oh, you like that? Okay.
I can go to what they ate the next day before.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the fart will tell you what they ate the day before?
Oh, yeah. The finger tells what they ate.
What the fuck they ate the next day too?
The fart is the day before, and maybe the day before that too.
Now the men is going to be
deepest.
The men are going to be represented by Jose Raymond in the pros, and Juan Diesel Morel is in the amateurs. So there's the bros.
Oh, nice!
And obviously, all this is open to the public too. So we're going to have an event.
No,
we're holding. You didn't listen. I just went through saying the world.
I'm sorry, I'm getting old.
Pay attention, Jimmy.
I'm always told I don't listen.
You don't.
I know. I'm bad with that, man. Because I always wander.
Yeah, you do.
The Wanda.
So that's going to be Saturday, March 27th at World Gym Ronkonkoma, starting at 2 p.m.
Oh, World Gym Ronkonkoma.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
By the way, you're best.
Burnt, bro.
Hey, Jimmy.
He is smoking the river. Let's ask him five minutes later.
Yeah, right, it's the wine.
Have you trained there before?
I just drove over here for 30 miles. My fucking brains are broken.
Have you trained at World Gym Ronkonkoma?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Have they thrown you out of there?
Yeah. No. Wasn't that Robert Russell's joint years ago?
I don't know. Was it
about railroad tracks?
Yeah.
Oh, that is. Oh, that's. Yeah, that was Rob Russo's place.
Yeah.
I've been there. I didn't even realize it. Yeah.
Johnny Moy. Remember, he used to.
Robbie owned part of that for years and years ago.
Is that where Nick the Stick?
Nick the Stick trains there.
I trained all the time. It's not wide enough. The front door to get inside.
I think one of the Blackman brothers trains there.
The cousin.
The cousin. Right.
Cousin.
His name.
Whose name? Steve Blackman.
The illegitimate cousin. I think. You know.
Is Ronnie still involved in that gym?
No, Robbie's not. Got a new owner.
Dave, it was funny. On the way home from the Arnold, I was actually sitting next to the Bleckman gynecologist.
What?
Yeah, and he started telling me
his
story.
How do you know that he was the Bleckman gynecologist?
Because he told me he had a pussy.
No. It was, I guess, the woman's or whatever.
Finger smoking.
Would you be quiet? I'm talking.
I want to hear this.
And he said, you work out and stuff. You're coming back from the Arnold. And I'm like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. You know, I just worked the
Why
booth.
Why does he sound like he's echoing to me? Can you speak into the microphone?
I just worked the booth, and he's like, oh, yeah, I know Steve Bleckman and all that. I know the whole family. I'm like, oh, what kind of doctor are you? I'm like, I'm the gynecologist.
So he examines all the Bleckman women, is what you're saying.
I guess so.
Did you ask him, like, if any of them have any problems?
No, he was really nice, actually.
I'm sure he was.
Sitting right next to him.
Guy's up to his neck in pussy. He's got to be
nice. Didn't I tell you that?
Why didn't you interview him for the fucking show? Why don't you have him as a guest? Can we get him on the show?
We should.
You think he'd come on?
Do you realize how good...
Derek?
Do you realize how good a guest that would be to Bleckman gynecologist? Are you kidding me right now?
The question is, you think Bleckman has to go to him too?
He probably does.
Oh,
that could get very interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, you have some good questions. What would you ask him, Jimmy, if you were interviewing this
maybe
gynecologist?
Let's hear the top three questions for the gynecologist.
My first question was, I want to know if they shave this snatches.
Right? That's a good question.
Yeah. I want to know if they stink.
Right. Mr. G likes it all hairy.
Right.
I like it. Nice.
Would you like to know if they're well used feeling?
Yeah, I want to know like what's happening.
Odor?
Yeah,
odor?
I come with the equipped, of course. I have the mining cap on the light.
The speculum.
I would join him in the
So what would you look for to determine?
Jimmy was going to be like a guest in the room when he examines the Bleckman women.
Of course. I want to see what's going on.
He'll have like a little
behind the curtain.
A little cool pics camera, taking big snapshots.
Now, after the hair, what would you look for in a
I look for like lesions and sentiment coming out of the snatch.
Now, given the fact that you know the participants here, would you suspect anything? Would you be looking for something in particular because you know who these people
Dave,
are?
Dave, you're getting a phone call.
No, you ran into the gynecologist. We didn't look for him.
He could have said I was ear, nose, and throat guy.
First of all,
to say
first, why would he even tell you that he was the gynecologist?
I said,
back up a minute.
Hold on. I was like, so what kind of doctor are you? And he said it. I was like, oh, really?
So he told you he was the gynecologist for the Bleckman family.
Yep.
Can I ask you a thing? He's very fucking touchy, Tom. Can I ask you a question?
You should have seen him last week.
You always talk over everybody.
You're fucking shutting me down. I want to ask you.
Hold on a fucking second.
I don't understand. No, really, Jeff, I don't understand this. He's on a fucking plane. And a guy sitting next to him, all of a sudden this guy turns around and says, hey,
I'm
Bleckman's fucking gynecologist.
No. Obviously, you're not paying attention again. He's sitting next to me. We struck up a conversation. Right. He looks like I work out.
Right.
And we started getting into
like
work.
I'm a pussy.
Because I said, well, he asked me what I do. And I asked, oh, well, what do you do?
What'd you tell me
he
did?
Said, I'm a doc. You know, I said, what I do.
What do you do? He says, I bang a lot of pussy. And he goes, oh, I'm a gynecologist.
I work for a booth. I'm a personal trainer. I work for a company, blah, blah, blah.
I still don't understand the pussy connection.
Oh, my God. Would you fucking listen?
He said, I get a lot of pussy. He goes, I work all these booths and
he didn't say that.
I'm telling you.
He said, Jimmy, would you let me finish?
Because
he said,
you get him, his blood pressure's going up.
Yeah, it really is.
He's had a long fucking ride.
Good. So did I. I didn't take my blood pressure medicine.
It's turning the color of raw liver.
So fucking jumping on me. I asked you a simple question.
Well, you don't let people finish.
Pussy come up in the conversation.
Because he said he is a doctor, and then he brought up Bleckman. I know the Bleckmans. I'm their gynecologist. Is it so hard to understand?
Is that like a breach of like trust, Jimmy?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
I think that's a breach of patient-client.
He's very mean to me.
Well, you don't let people finish.
Why are you calling him Anthony? Like that's his first name.
I like Anthony better. It's like, what is it?
Because Derek's Irish. That's why.
I'm not jumping on you.
I'm your buddy.
Hungarian.
Oh, now he's sensitive.
When it comes to pussy, everybody gets a little
He's
sad.
A Hungarian. He gets upset.
I'm not Italian. I'm a Hungarian.
I'm just saying. I get more upset.
All right, let me talk about some news here for a second.
Oh, I got one thing I got to say. I was on the way over here, right? And there's a tractor trailer in my right lane. I'm in the middle lane, right? And there's this car, like van, whatever, right behind the tractor trailer on the right side.
Okay.
As I'm coming up the fucking middle lane, right?
Mm-hmm.
This van decides to shift over, right? Almost takes me out. And I notice in the back seat of his van is all these dry clean clothes. So
Chinese.
Now, not even seeing the fucking driver, all right?
I said to myself, this guy has got to be fucking Chinese. I pull up on the fucking left lane, or father's left lane. I speed up doing about fucking 80, because this right. fucking guy was like moving. And I'm getting up to his driver's window. And I look in, and sure as shit, it's a Chinese fucking guy. Roll the dry cleaner calls in the back. Almost fucking took me out.
Hold on, how did you know it was Chinese and not like Japanese?
I saw the dry cleaner clothes in the back.
Japanese.
Chinese are known for dry cleaning. So no
fact. Of course. Of course.
What are you going to go? You're going to go to dry cleaning? Japanese guy?
No, no tiki, no shirt. No,
they were, yeah. That's Chinese.
They're at the sushi restaurant. You're right. You're right.
We don't have Clorox in Japan.
Now, let me ask you, was the van hopelessly dented on every quarter panel?
Smashed up on every fucking side. One fucking taillight. I'm coming up the middle, cruising, minding my fucking business. I'm coming up, and there's a fucking tractor trailer and this van over on the right side, right? You think I'm lying, right, Derek?
I have a question.
This just happened to me.
I have a question.
I'm fucking coming up alongside this fucking van, and this guy shifts lanes like this here. It's this motherfucker, and I fucking see all the dry.
Well, he couldn't see past the dry cleaning. That's why.
Yeah, he could help. The whole fucking car was fucking full of dry cleaning, hanging in the back. I don't fucking this cocksucker's Chinese. I know it. I fucking pull over. I pull up, and there he is, man, with the fucking smile driving. This motherfucker.
I
don't understand. They're like stereotype.
Hold on. Let me wait. I gotta ask him a question.
No disrespect to the Chinese.
No, of course not.
Yeah. Behind the fucking wheel of a car. All
right. You know what the funny thing is?
They should be driving. They know, like in China, they got the fucking wagon with the wheels, and the guy's running with the fucking straw hat. That's what they should stay on.
Asian people know that they're not good drivers.
They're not good drivers.
Ask them. They know that. They say that.
Look,
yeah.
I'm not offending them. Yeah. They know that they can't drive.
Now, I was in the city with Mr. G one day. We're walking through Little Italy. We're walking to the gym on the river. And
what river?
The Hudson River. How many rivers?
Well, you got to say what river it is. I don't
not,
know.
Not the East River. The
Mississippi River.
River
could be the fucking Arkansas, Colorado River.
Yeah, they all run through. They all run through. They all run through fucking Little Italy. They all run through Little Italy.
Okay.
Yeah. The Mississippi River runs through fucking Mulberry Street.
You drop some fucking acid. Yeah. Mississippi River does run through Manhattan.
All right. So we turn the corner. I think we're on Houston Street, and there's a van. On the sidewalk. Two wheels are on the road.
Haven't we heard this story before,
Jeff? This is another one. Two wheels are on the
Let me tell the fucking story, Dave. Keep interrupting me.
The van is smashed. It's got dents everywhere. Broken taillights and a big fucking lock in the back. And it's all smashed up. It's on the sidewalk. And I said to Mr. G, I'll bet you anything that is a Chinese guy owns that thing.
Absolutely.
3 seconds later, a Chinese guy comes out.
Since you were in Chinatown.
We're in Little Italy.
Yeah, but it's right next to Chinatown.
Little Italy's almost all Chinatown anyway.
That's true. John, you ever go through Chinatown in the summertime?
Yeah.
Do
you ever go through it?
I gotta go through it.
Two, three times a day.
What's wrong with the man talking, man? Like, I got a missing tooth. Everything's coming out fucked up.
You sound like Mr. G. Scary part.
Let's go that far. Let's hold back a little bit.
It's pretty soon you're going to start spitting if you lose a couple more teeth.
Now, for people, Derek, you've been through Manhattan a little.
Yeah.
You know, not China.
I've been through it a few
couple
times.
I've been fucking through it like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, 3 times.
Jimmy's getting picked on.
On the way to the toilet.
Really? I'm getting hit four angles over here. I gotta stop
that. Troy, you had a fucking studio.
I was on the way to the toilet and I slipped on some Earl.
Can I finish my story?
Yeah, it's a short story,
but every time you guys make me turn it into a long story, I can't. Like Derek said, I'm always
make a long story short.
Make a long story short.
Make a short story
Diego
long.
Diego text message me. He's on his way. He's on his way.
I'm coming.
Does he have food?
I think he's bringing food. He's
oh, thank God.
For you only, Derek, because I like your calves. They like me. Remind me of my calves.
I gotta ask Jimmy one question.
Oh, let him finish his story.
Can I just one more question, Jimmy?
All right, good.
Did you get any more phone? Did you call the pharmacist at all? Get that. The telephone thing again. People love that, bro.
I finally went down there in person.
You're talking about Jimmy's call into CVS Pharmacy. I got very frustrated.
I bring a buffer. I brought my mother because I knew if I went down there by myself,
no one knows what you're talking about. I have no idea what he's talking about. You called CVS and you went through all these beeping and numbers and having to put in beeps and right and
yes, I had the
it was.
No, I don't want to hear it again.
Anyway, just.
Make a short story long.
I'll make a long story short.
Priceless.
I called up the CVS to get my antibiotics because I've been trying to get them for days.
Right.
And they had a problem with my prescription
number.
Right, and all that bullshit. You know, AZA, FF, fucking, you know. So anyway, I call them up. I'm desperate need for my antibiotics. And all of a sudden, all these, you know, just put your, you know, press one for this, press one for your mother, press one for the back door, press three for the horse.
Yeah.
I started losing my fucking mind. And then all of a sudden, this thing came on at the end, like after 5 minutes.
What is it? Nice.
And I said, what the fuck?
And he recorded himself. It was,
I said, they put that in there just to put you over the edge.
You know, I've actually called this, I've called the CVS line. You know what that is? It's looking for your prescription.
Oh.
It's looking up this script to
that's
see what the status
what it
is.
Was?
You hung up probably before
I
you even heard
up
it.
Because I waited after that the fucking thing and still nobody got on the goddamn phone. They won't look at my fucking prescription.
If you want to get someone on the phone, you hit zero. The second you get on there.
I did that.
Send you right to the operator.
I got the fucking menu. I got flipped the fuck out of hung up. I called my mother. I said, Ma, you got to come with me down to fucking CVS. If you don't come with me,
50 years old.
I'm going to fucking trash that store with everybody. I'm going to shove every pill up that fucking guy's ass. All right, she says, I come. I said, so my mother, we went
oh
together.
Oh, my God.
I needed her there because she keeps me calm.
Right. So did you get the antibiotics?
I finally got it.
All right.
Dude, that story
you
was priceless.
Remember the story you just told us? You were going to tell us at least?
What story?
You were going to tell us a story and we interrupted you 15 times.
I don't know what story you're talking
about. Good. All right, let's move on.
Everybody loved that story.
I don't know if
you know why it was such a good story? Because it was
it was funny.
It was the truth.
He recorded it.
You can't call anyone anymore and get them on the phone. You got to go through these computer messages.
It's disgusting, man.
It's a pain in the ass.
Dave, that's really what it is. It's the computer finding.
It's like, we will now search for your record.
We thought it was like a dolphin or a horse.
No, he's full of shit.
No, I call all the time.
He's full of shit because they weren't. I wasn't even on the phone with anybody. They didn't even know who the fuck I was.
They were checking on your description.
Maybe.
How could they be looking at my description? I didn't even fucking talk to anybody.
I was on hold.
They didn't know if it was fucking Mama Cass or fucking Richie Pryor. They didn't know who the fuck was on the phone.
Yeah,
maybe you.
I didn't even talk to anybody.
I want my prescription.
They can tell by your button. You pushed the wrong button. Probably
they can tell by your phone number.
They knew your voice.
No. What he probably started doing is banging the buttons like my father does.
But they got his caller ID. The caller ID knows who you are.
That could be possible.
Yeah.
John.
No, you know what he did? He pulled like my dad does. He just starts hitting buttons like randomly because he gets frustrated.
Oh, it takes me 10 minutes before I start doing that. I went through that whole process before I even hit a button.
You know, Jimmy, for the first minute or two, Jimmy's okay. He has no tolerance past that.
You know, I got no more patience.
No, if he's not getting what he came for
sounds
after
like me.
Two tries, then he starts losing it. But
I was supposed to get a fucking electronic hookup fucking thing. They put me in a dark room. And they know my sinus and all that bullshit. So I went to the doctor. They says, come on next Tuesday and we'll give you this electronical test. They hook up these leads to your brain. You're in a room for like 5 hours.
What do you need your brain tested for?
They check the ears with this shit. I don't know because my ears ring. You know,
so I think they're checking your brain.
So whatever. If anything's fucked up, then you go for the MRI after that. So anyway, I waited a whole week and a half.
What was fucked up?
A fucking week and a half I waited for this appointment. I go to the fucking doctor with my mother. I had to bring my mother.
Yeah.
I fucking go there.
You bring her in here?
Hi, my name is James Pelletier. I'm here for that electronical test there. She says, oh, do you have a referral? I said, wait a minute. You guys gave me the appointment. I'm here for the test. What referral?
Yeah, you need a referral.
Who's your primary doctor? I don't have a primary doctor.
He's right.
I don't go to doctors. I say, I came here last week. You guys gave me a fucking appointment. Told me you could hook me up to the wires. Here I am. What referral? What fucking doctor? She says, you need a referral.
Yep.
I said, well, I don't got a referral. She goes, well, you can't give it a test.
From your primary doctor.
I said, Ma, you believe these fucking people, Ma? She goes, calm down. Go to the window. You know, go to the fucking window.
You gotta breathe.
Get fucking Dr. So-and-so. Go in there, sit with him for 5 minutes, take a blood pressure. Okay, here's your referral. Thank you. I went back outside, and they said, next week, you get the fucking test. I flipped the fuck out. My mother was grabbing my arm, telling me, calm down. I said, Ma, I can't take these fucking people. She goes, don't worry. Don't worry, next week.
Why wouldn't you just wait till the antibiotics to see if they work before you went for the test?
What do you mean?
Didn't he give you a prescription of antibiotics?
Yeah.
For your sinus infection?
Yeah, right.
Why wouldn't you just use that first
ringing in the ear.
Ringing in the ear is from all the fluid in your head because you've had an infection for 4 weeks.
Cut that shit out.
Oh, sorry.
Holy shit.
Now, what they did
is that what it sounds like?
They put me in the fucking room.
Touché.
Did you ever fucking eat a test?
Yeah.
They put you in the silent fucking
You have to
room.
Hold your finger up, right?
All right,
they tell which urine's coming out.
No, they give you a fucking clicker. I went in the fucking room, and they put the headphones on like that there, and the lady goes behind a little fucking window. You see her in the window.
And she's
just like a jack in a box, and she's smiling, and she's doing the thing. What are you doing? I feel like I'm on a video game or something, you know, and I'm in there for like a fucking half hour, and then she comes back.
Did you pass?
I said, what's the result? She goes, well, you got your one ear is a little out, and you got to come back for this electronical test. I said, okay, when do I do that? She says, next Tuesday.
Well, isn't she technically giving you the referral?
Well, that's what I thought. That's what she told me. Come back next fucking
You should have gone after
Tuesday.
Her. You should have gone after that woman.
I did. I was yelling at all the motherfuckers at the desk. All the four bitches sitting at the desk. I said, this is bullshit. I want my fucking test.
No, you don't have a referral. I give up with this fucking people.
You should have said, how did I get an appointment if I didn't have a referral?
That's what I told her. I said, why the fuck am I here? You told me to come next fucking week, motherfucker. Here I am. I'm here. I want my fucking test.
He's going to kill me.
So did you ever go?
He told me no.
So did you have you gone for the test since then?
No, I don't know. I got to go next fucking week.
Have you started the antibiotics test?
I'm serious. This is real shit, man. I'm fucking sick of this shit. I'm sick of this fucking world, and I'm sick of fucking people.
Have you started the antibiotics yet?
Yeah, I'm on the fucking 7 days already. I got another goddamn seven days.
Has the ringing in your ears gone away?
No.
Maybe you should stop screaming.
You might have a tumor. You know that, right?
That's why they give me the fucking test, bro. I don't know what the fuck is in there. No, I could be dying right now. I don't fucking know.
No, he's fine. It's because he should have taken the antibiotics 3 weeks ago, so he probably has such a bad infection.
I went to fucking the Arnold, man. What happened was they gave me the shit, and I couldn't get down there to get him. So I was for 4 days over there with you guys, and I didn't get my shit.
I have to say that, changing gears here for a minute, Jimmy was very pleasant to room with.
Was he?
Because he's very neat.
I told you.
Where's my picture?
I got it right here on my phone.
I thought you were going to put it up on his site.
I know, I got to do that. I took a picture of him shaving the back of his head with that device.
You should have videoed it.
Yeah, I'd have a video camera.
Well, you should have told us. We would have come in there and videotaped.
I didn't know he was doing it. It was a start of the moment.
On next week's show.
Came in the shower and got me.
Whoa.
On next week's show.
What's going on there, Jimmy?
TV show. I want you bringing that razor.
Look at that, dude.
He's got a freaking pipe, a foot and a half long.
That's how you shave
it. Yeah, with the razor stick.
Cool tattoos.
But other than that, he was a very good roommate. He was very neat. One day I had to yell at him. One day I had to yell at him. You know, they got in the bathroom. They got the little bottle with the shampoo, the conditioner, and the lotion, you know, in a little line over in a row at the end. And he did have one misplaced. He left it out about 2 inches. I had to yell at him. Jimmy, you're fucking up the whole bathroom. You're making a mess.
I did.
I had to put the lotion back.
All right, we got to get Jimmy in here next week.
But other than that,
the razor in.
He was very
neat. Is cool. That's how you shave the back of your head?
Yeah.
If you don't stop, you're not going to talk anymore if you don't talk into that microphone.
Bro, I'm talking. Hello, you hear me?
Yeah, now I do. Now we do.
I made that device.
That's awesome.
I basically went to Home Depot and I found this long, I think it's maybe a 3/4 inch
PVC.
Tree. 3/4 inch.
Tree.
Yeah. And I cut it like a 2 foot piece and I went.
2 foot pussy.
Couple tree feet.
And when I stick the fucking bick on the end of it and I do the back of the head. Like,
that's awesome.
What?
Do the balls, you know, what do I got?
I don't want to hear about it. I'm not interested.
No, he had a towel rolled up in the corner.
You shave your head with the same razor that you shave your balls with?
No, I change. I got separate ones.
Now, what was that with that little towel rolled up?
He said shit stuck to the
head. Yeah.
Says he washes his balls with it. He keeps it rolled up in the corner.
What does he do?
I don't want to say anything for the last Olympia, but that's all right.
He's got a little washcloth, and he goes, I got this little washcloth rolled up in the corner. Just leave it there. I go, I'm not going to fucking touch it. What is it? He goes, I wash my balls. I keep it all rolled up in the corner.
And John accidentally washed his face with it.
I got a better one.
When we first got in the room together, it says, John, I got to tell you something.
Oh, my God.
I said, see that fucking rag rolled up?
It's rolled over the ball.
Leave it there.
I said, don't touch that fucking rag.
John, you didn't touch it, did you?
He goes, I can know. What's wrong with it? I said, there's nothing wrong with it. That's what I wash my ass with. And I roll it up, and I store it for the next day.
On the sink.
Don't touch it.
I got a better one for you guys. I was rooming with these four guys, four friends of mine at the time at Bike Week. You'll like this, Jimmy. You listen to this. So a friend of mine goes into the bathroom. You know, everyone.
I'm sorry, man. You know, I mean, think about it. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, this is crazy.
Don't touch that rig.
This is crazy, though. I got news for you.
Oh, shit.
This is the craziest story.
Oh, my God.
Are you all right, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
You need to be resuscitated?
I'm all right, man.
He's very neat. I mean, he is very neat.
Yeah.
Well, he washes his balls and lets everybody know.
By the way, my computer's down.
I don't care.
What
do you want me to come fix it?
I can't get on the fucking like 3 days already. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with it.
Well, send Jeff over there. He's the computer
Jeff
expert.
Jeff knows.
I didn't even answer his fucking phone.
This is a true story. So four of us
my calls.
Four of us were rooming together at this bike week in Daytona Beach. Okay. And we had a big suite. And, you know, when everyone gets to the room and you arrive with your luggage, you put all your stuff away. Everyone has their own little place to put it in the bathroom. A friend of mine goes, but after about half a day, my friend goes into the bathroom and he comes screaming out of the bathroom. He's like, whoa, what was in that cup of water I drank? He's like, it tasted like shit. My friend's like, you didn't drink out of that water. He's like, why not? You know, he keeps a cup, my friend keeps a cup of water by the toilet. And when he takes his shit, he dips the toilet paper in there and he cleans his ass off.
Oh, man.
And the guy's
he dips the toilet paper in there?
He dips the toilet paper in there.
To moisten it?
Right, to moisten it. He wipes his ass off.
Next to a toilet bowl. Would you drink it?
He was drunk. He thought it was like a beer or something.
Oh my God.
He fucking deserves a shit water.
Well, see, Jimmy and I, but it would never have happened in our room.
Because
every morning, what do we do? Three S's.
Dave, the water like colored?
It was like yellowish.
No, first we had breakfast.
First we had breakfast.
And then the three S's.
And then we did the three S's. Yeah.
What's the three S's?
John, tell him.
Shit, shower, and shave.
Oh, okay.
Fucking military.
He's got a new whack packer in the studio and a guy who hasn't been here in a few weeks. Welcome, Diego B.
¿Qué pasa, mi gente? What's up,
guys?
You look very tired, Diego.
Well, yeah, I've been on a fucking car for an hour and a half.
It's very white.
Okay.
You look very fat.
Came from the gym. I still kept my training.
Yeah. What's been going on? We've been missing in action the last couple weeks.
I actually have been. I haven't been around. A little bit of family problems.
Oh, really? So you're breaking up with your girl?
Well, that's the my own personal problems. My father, I told Dave, I told a couple of you guys, my father's been a little sick.
Yeah,
had me a little out of the whack. And then...
not out of the whack pack, but out of whack.
Yeah, out of whack. And then relationship problems like every other person.
Well, join the club, man.
But then
I'll teach you.
I just moved because I'm single man now.
Oh, you're officially single?
You're officially single? And now you starting to have things.
Was it the whole taxi cab?
No.
Your girlfriend thing? Did you like mess up her head or anything?
No. She's five. We just have different ideas now. I guess
turtles.
It's always the turtles.
Huh? You didn't hit his girl. What are you talking about?
No,
he hit his girl.
He hijacked the taxi cab and ran
taxi
his girl.
Taxi cab
over.
Hit his girlfriend over at Christmas.
I thought you said he got in the cab and then punched his girl out.
We could call it that way.
No,
it sounds more glamorous your way.
It sounds better that way.
Yeah.
let's leave it at that.
That would be a Jimmy story.
Right. So have you gone on any dates since breaking up?
No, man. I've been busy moving and working. And
where are you living now? Not only are you looking for sponsors, now you're looking for girlfriends, too. So we have to put that
in the house.
Where are you living?
The last thing I want is women.
Where are you living?
I like men.
I moved in the same area. I still live in the same area.
Queens?
Yeah, still in Queens.
Queens? You got a one-bedroom or a studio?
It's like studio / one bedroom. Mm. I got enough space for me.
Yeah. And what do you take the subway to work?
Yeah, I've always taken
the subway.
What do you do in the city, Dave?
I do accounting.
Oh, that's right. You're sure.
I count to my sponsors.
I count everybody else's money except
I think
for
he was
mine.
Like Derek. Derek got fired, you know, from Gap.
Yeah, fuck you with this fucking fire shit already.
Listen, that's the only thing going for
you
me.
You still have your sponsors?
I still got my job.
All right. Oh, but what about your sponsors?
What about your sponsors?
I have no clue. I missed the Arnold this weekend, as you guys know. And it's the last time, it's been 4 years that I've been going.
Yeah,
and,
you know, we were discussing among us that you missed a huge opportunity to get sponsors.
It would have been the best then.
Yeah, man. You could have, you know.
I actually had a plane ticket ready to go.
You could have worked Celeste's booth. You owe her, right? She gave you free suits.
I do. I would have loved
me
to.
Me instead,
there.
The real Diego A.
But
I worked it.
Diego A made up for me.
Yes.
Cute guy.
Yeah, yeah. How come Diego A and Diego B sound so different?
Because Diego A is not Diego B.
Well, that is.
Not stupid. You just figured this out.
Diego A weighs about 35, 40 pounds over me, so that could be it.
Weight's got nothing to do with it.
Did you bring any food today?
I did. I brought a little bit of chicken, a little bit of steak.
From
rice,
where?
But the your famous plate. I made sure. Yeah.
The day we can eat.
We can eat too.
So you got that meat with the French fries and the rice?
French fries, rice, tomatoes.
You brought like three orders of that shit.
Yeah, well, John and I were fasting the last time you brought it, so.
Nobody else gets any.
And Jimmy, you were mentioning a little earlier about the sushi eat off between Vinny Bulger and John Scuderi. It seems like Scuderi's going to be representing us. I don't know if you're aware, there's a bluefin tuna, shortage. They're thinking about putting a limit on how many bluefin tunas you can catch because they're afraid that they're going to be fished out of the oceans.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, bluefin tuna is the sushi tuna,
right?
Bluefin and big eye. But I think bluefin is more popular.
Yeah, yellowfin, too.
The tuna. Yellowfin is shitty tuna. Is it? Yeah, yeah.
No, they had the bluefin.
So the tuna is called bluefin?
Bluefin tuna is the sushi-grade tuna. That and big-eye tuna. Those are the two.
But it's like reddish, though, the tuna.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But, really. But I'm saying that's what it's called. Yellowfin tuna is like the kind they use for like
tuna steaks.
Tuna steaks. It's not as good a quality. This is sushi-grade. Right. This is blue.
Sashimi-grade.
Sashimi-grade, yeah.
Well, I actually went to the fish market in L.A. with a friend of mine who owned a sushi bar. He was going to buy the fish for the day. Mm-hmm. And they got these huge tunas that probably weigh 800 pounds a piece.
They're big fish.
And they're laying on tires. And what they do is they cut the tail, you know, like right, the little piece of meat right there before the tail.
That's how they taste it,
right? They cut it open and they just have it like hanging open. And that's the way they tell. They look at that meat by tail, and that's how they tell if the thing is in. It won't look the fucking same to me, but they can know.
So what do they do if it's
they can tell by looking at that area that, you know, that that's the one they want.
Well, if they don't want it, what happens?
They go to the next one.
Now,
but what happens to that guy?
I don't know. Well, someone else buys it.
Someone else buys it.
Yeah, it's like buying a pet, you know?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Now, do you know that Japan is the number one world's leading consumer of bluefin tuna? And
you see all the Japanese now, Southeast
Asia. Right, but the funny thing is there's no bluefin tuna in Japan, so they have to come here. They got to come here and buy it, and then they ship it back.
Big money, man.
I have neighbors, you know, because I live on the water, who go out bluefin tuna fishing. They meet the Japanese at these, like, very obscure docks that no one, in the middle of the night, and they come and they bore out, like, a little, like, sample of the tuna, and then they taste it. If it tastes good, they'll buy it, and they pay big bucks, thousands, $10,000 for a huge bluefin tuna. They put them in a body bag and they send it back to Japan.
Yeah, I had a guy,
nice
friend of mine, went to South Street Seaport. Same thing, right. The Japs are down here with fucking wads of money, man.
Yeah, because you know you're only allowed to catch so many bluefin tunas, but these guys don't care. This guy, his whole boat is a fucking ice chest.
They call it poaching.
It's like an ice chest.
The Japs are still fucking whaling.
Yeah, that's true. So hopefully they'll have enough bluefin tuna for Vinny Bulger come next week or whenever.
We got to set this date up, man. We really got to do it.
Yeah, we got to do this soon.
Yeah, we got to do it soon, man.
Now, I don't know if you read also in the news, a golden retriever ate a 3-carat diamond worth $20,000.
Holy shit.
Now,
I would have cut him open.
What they did was they had to wait till the thing took a shit. They dish out the fucking stone.
I would have took him in the backyard.
You would have gutted him?
Fuck yeah, I need the money, man. I got time to wait.
What if it was your girlfriend's ring?
You wait for the dog to take a shit? Come on,
you would buy your girlfriend a 3-carat ring, but what if it was your girlfriend's ring?
We did.
Wait, wait, wait.
I killed the fucking dog just for eating the fucking ring.
Complicated.
Right? What
if it was your girlfriend's ring and your girlfriend's dog?
I'd kill the fucking dog, get the ring. I'd probably get rid of her for making the dog eat the fucking ring, and I go fucking pawn it.
Well, if you combine,
this is what happened.
You're a man's man.
Let me tell you what happened. This is an interesting story because the guy,
what's the dog eating the fucking ring for?
Listen, I'm going to tell you the story.
It's good.
This guy owns a jewelry store in Rockville, Maryland. Okay, and he brings his dog to work with him every day. His golden retriever. I guess a visiting diamond dealer came to the store with some loose diamonds to show the guy what he had, and one of the stones fell on the floor. The fucking dog snatched it right up and swallowed it down. And
what's a 3-carat rock worth?
It was a 20 grand rock.
Wow.
It was like a priceless diamond. I mean,
Dave, huh?
You know what kills me? When I got engaged, right? Three times. That's a true story. I bought this fucking shit fucking diamond ring, right, for fucking $6,000.
That's why your marriage lasted so long.
Okay? The fucking ring cost me $6,000, Derek, right?
Okay. One carat?
Me and the broad broke up. And I went to go sell the fucking thing.
$300.
Yeah. Now why is that? Why the fuck do I spend all that money?
I'll tell you why.
Piece of shit. And then I go to sell it. Yeah. And then I want to give me dick for
I'll tell you
boy.
Why. You bought because a piece of shit.
That's why. It was a good ring.
There is no higher markup on any consumable item anywhere in the world.
Why do I got to pay out my ass to get it? And when I want to give it back, I get nothing.
You don't fucking listen.
You don't give it back to the jewelry. You give it. You sell it on eBay or something.
Yeah.
There's no higher markup on any other product than jewelry.
That's why when you go to Canal Street, you fight with those Chinese.
When you buy,
because they're all full of shit.
You know what I know? When you buy,
you haggle with them. Fuck.
When you buy a dime, a gold bracelet. Let's say you pay $1,200 for a gold bracelet, and you want to sell it. That what they're going to weigh it.
Right.
And they're going to give you what its value is in weight.
Yeah, right. Shit.
Which is $100.
Yeah. But, John, if it's a good
cut. That's what I'm saying. That's why
it's all bullshit.
It's bullshit.
If it's a good cut.
If it's a good cut, clarity and color.
They make like they don't get a decent amount.
Yeah, but a fraction of what you pay.
You buy the ring, John, and I go when I went to diamond shopping in Canal Street in the city.
Oh, yeah.
They make like they don't fucking understand what you're talking about. They just stuck like, on the fucking.
That Jimmy Paletti. You make fun of us the way we drive.
Fuck you.
I said, I want to pay $5,000, motherfucker. I want to pay fucking $3,500. Hold on, 5,000. Like they're stuck on the. They don't. They're tunnel vision. These motherfuckers. Hold on, hold on.
Because you went to the Chinese.
You went to the Chinese. Yeah, you got to go to a good Jew.
Well, you know what?
You got to go to the Diamond District.
Exchange and on the corner of Bowery and Canal used to be Jews.
Right,
yeah. But now it's all Chinese.
I go to the Diamond District.
Dave, who's the girl you sent me to? Russian or Jewish?
Going
to
Chinese, right?
I got a good deal.
And their vans are all banged up.
All banged up vans. They got the
who the hell would buy an engagement ring from the Chinese? You don't even like the Chinese people. What are you buying rings for them for?
You got to go to the Jews.
You go to the Jews. You know what the stereotypes?
You're right.
The Jews sell diamonds.
Furs and diamonds. You go to the Jews.
What the fuck?
Pork five eyes. You go to China.
Right. You blew it.
Jimmy, you went
to a Jewish guy on my third
engagement.
My third engagement, I went to a Jewish guy.
He got three engagements.
I know.
And what happened with that one?
That I got that thrown back in my face, and I sold that fucking thing for like $1,500. That was it. I was done. No more.
Okay, well, at least you got half the value back.
Dude, you gave three rings, Jimmy?
Huh?
You gave three rings?
You gave one, and you're only 26 years old.
26, thanks.
What are you, 28?
I 29. I tell you what I did, Derek. I actually gave two. What happened was I took the stone out of the first one and I put it in a different
set. See, if you combine them all, it's three carats.
No, you always save the stone.
I always pour it right under a carat because once you hit a carat,
yes,
the price fucking like astronomical. So I always kept
it. He didn't go to Opry. If you would have gone to the girl,
Dave
hooked
me up with a good deal.
You could have gotten three carats for what you paid.
Now, the mistake that Derek made, which is he didn't listen to me.
I wish I got that cubic.
I say you give her a ring, she gets all crazy about it, and then when she's in the shower one day or gone away, whatever, you take the ring, you pop the fucking stone out.
She wore that shit 24/7.
Then before you give it to her, you take it to the jeweler, you take the stone
out. I got news for you, John.
And you have her put a zircon in.
I got news for you.
And then you give it to her.
90% of the women, if you gave them a zircon, they wouldn't even know.
They would have no idea.
She had
at least
no clue.
You have the diamond, but at least you have the real. You have the diamond in the safe. It's a good investment. And you keep it, but you know. She wears the zircon. She'll never know.
Yeah. And then you get one small picture. It goes to the fucking jeweler.
Well, that's you. Then you got the real one.
Then
you got the real one.
Then you know she's a gold digger when she goes to the jeweler and asks if it's real.
The guy checks out and says, oh, lady, this fucking thing is fake.
You know what, though? There's one.
At least you didn't lose anything.
The one synthetic one they're doing now is exactly the same as a diamond. It cuts glass and everything.
Really?
Yeah. And it's dirt cheap.
I will go to them next time I get
married. Just have it replaced. And then on your 10th anniversary, you give her the real one.
What
are you having problems with talking into the microphone for today?
He's always leaning on a fucking box with the wise guy.
Look, I got one more story for you guys.
Why is he near me?
One of my favorite actresses. One of my favorite actresses, Kirstie Alley. I had a crush on when she was in the Star Trek 2 movie.
She's gross.
She was hot. She's 50 now. You weren't even born when she was
400 pounds.
She used to be real hot.
Really?
Yeah. She lost all that weight with Jenny Craig, John?
Yeah, and then she gained it all back.
Well, she gained it all back, and she's got a new reality show now.
She gained it back and more.
Kirstie Alley's Big Life, they're calling it. They're going to show how she's going about now losing her own weight, and she's got her own product line now called Organic Liaison. You know, she's actually 59 years old, John.
Is she really?
Yes.
Wow. She looks good for 59. Yeah. But even for 400 pounds in 59.
You know,
she's a very pretty girl.
You know what the problem with these women is, especially the hot girls? When they get a little older, they're like emotional eaters, so they don't look good. They don't like the way the skin is looking. They eat. They get huge.
Yeah, she's huge. Her and Oprah.
Oh shit.
Her and Oprah sink a fucking boat.
What would you do, Jimmy? If
Oprah goes up and down too.
What would you do, Jimmy, if you were married to a woman and she got very fat while you were dating her? While you were married to her,
I would try to help her. You know, try to.
What if she didn't just kept getting fatter and fatter?
Skull crushes 400 pounds.
So you would divorce her then.
I can't.
That's a deal breaker.
Point would you notice she was getting out of hand?
When I couldn't see the hole anymore. When I lift the blubber to start eating her, you know, if I went down on her, I got to lift the lid to get in there. That's when the fuck.
So you'd let it go that far?
And then you see like the fungus and shit growing.
You'd let it go. You'd let it go that far
because she's so big she can't get a hand in her. Wipe her ass. That's when I'm the fuck out.
But she starts using that little cup of water by the fucking sink, you know.
Whoa, you can't even do that because she can't reach around. Your hands are so big.
Yeah.
I can't believe you'd let it go that far.
You get a hose.
Well, I would give it a benefit, you know, but once I started seeing the balloon up, I'd have to be out of there. Right.
She ballooned up and then stopped having sex with you.
Yeah, now, usually fat girls like to have sex, though, don't they, Jimmy? From what I understand.
I used to be with this heavy girl. I used to work in a nursing home a long time ago.
You did? Doing what?
I love these stories.
What did you do in a nursing home?
You were not.
I used to work in the kitchen.
Doing what? Flipping burgers?
Oh, wait a minute.
It just dawned on me, man.
What?
I used to work at the nursing home. I can't say the name because I got from bigger. But there was this chick that worked there. She had a fucking beard. And hairy arms.
What?
She turned you on.
Her name was Jean, right?
Mr. Jean used to date her, I think.
I mean, bro, she was like a fucking man, you know?
Right.
And she used to pick up this fucking, when she used to have the fucking turkey and chickens cooking on the stove, full pot of water boiling. She used to pick it up and put it on the fucking side on the counter. This girl was incredible, man. But I used to jump her in the, I used to stick a banana in my fucking pants, right?
Why did you do that?
I used to play with her, you know? So I used to go in a walking box, right? So I used to stick a banana in my pants. I used to jump on a walking box, start fucking humping up in the back of the fucking
car. Oh my god.
Jimmy, get out there!
How old is she?
Huh?
Was she old?
Yeah, she was at that time, she's probably about 30. She had a hormone problem, you know.
Right. Hey, you know what? They say women with a lot of facial hair are really horny.
I used to fuck with her all the time, you know, because she
was, You fucked her?
I used to fuck with her.
Did you ever fuck her?
There was a girl when I used to.
Did you have sex with her?
Did you ever have sex with her?
I used to go do that. I never had sex with her.
Did you have sex with her?
Hell no, no.
Get a blowjob?
The banana thing was as far as it went.
Blowjob?
No, hell no, man. The fucking broad had a full beard, bro. All right,
You jerk. You let girls who jerk horses off. So I mean, you know,
that's
fucking circus lady.
I used to serve the food to the old people in the cafeteria.
When was this?
This had to be a million years ago.
Yeah, it was. I was about
15.
Probably about 18.
Yeah, you were young.
After I got a Marine Corps, 22.
So I'm surprised you didn't bang the girl with the beard.
No, I didn't bang her. I used to bang the chick. They used to fucking be out in the, help the old people out there. She was a little heavy, you know.
Yeah.
We used to get together and just fuck in the hotel. It was great, man. That's all we did. No relationship.
But she was a little heavy.
I didn't even talk to her. She was a little heavy.
I know, how heavy is a little heavy? Did you have to lift the lid?
No, almost. We didn't get that bed, but you know, I had
that doesn't count.
No fungus.
I had to move it around a little bit.
No fungus.
No, but you know, the girl was a lot of fun, and I used to.
Yeah, because no one else was banging her. That's why.
Nobody else was banging her. That girl. Let me tell you something. She was some lover.
She was very grateful.
Oh,
that somebody was banging her.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So between that and the hairy broad, you know, I still have a lot of fun in that place, man.
Well, you know what? We have one more whack packer that just walked in. Of course, he's late, and there's like 3 minutes left to the show. But let's bring him in, Mr. G. Are you available? And I guess he's coming on in. Mr. G, welcome.
Da-dum! We are fans, and here is a story about a man.
Da-dum!
A long, 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 long...
Da-dum!
Long, long, long time ago.
Da-dum!
In a time when America and this show needed a champion, an unlikely hero would rise, proving how hard he would fight to save this show. With all odds against him, he would stun the world with one of the greatest comebacks in history. Driven by the love of the fans, he willed an impossible dream to come true. The one, the only, Mr. G.
I am Mr. G, and I say, welcome to the Whack Pack Show. If you and you, and yes, all of you across the world, want to hear the motherfucking truth, stand up, Whack Pack. Stand up. I say what? Say Whack Pack. What?
Whack Pack.
What?
Whack Pack.
What?
Whack Pack.
What?
Whack Pack.
All right, guys. I love you guys. I finally got my voice back from the fucking all class.
That was pretty good.
I think the key word of your intro is dumb.
Dumb.
First of all, my guitar player,
right,
who was going to play the guitar, he didn't show up.
Well,
right?
you blew it then. You blew your intro.
So he didn't show up, so we had to...
Hey, they did a good job. Good job, guys.
Yeah. Good job, guys. Good job. Who do you have here? Why don't you introduce him, Mr. G?
I know him. I don't know you guys.
Actually, these...
Do you even know who they are?
Do you know their names?
These two gentlemen to my left, the other one on the other right, these two guys are best friends. I met them about 4 weeks ago.
Why don't you say their names? Because he doesn't know them. That's
he doesn't know their names, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you. I met them 4 weeks ago.
What's their names?
In Walmart.
What's his name?
In Walmart. Walmart 1 and Walmart 2. Oh.
It's another name.
These guys at least look
what's
like
this guy's name, right?
These guys are actually athletes, John. What's his name?
No, you tell me.
What's his name?
I don't know his name.
John, these guys are actually athletes, though. Unlike the homeless guy you brought the last time. You know?
These guys are big fans of the show. They went to Walmart, and they were standing over the side, you know, and they were staring at me for a little while.
You met him 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So,
not 4 weeks.
Two weeks ago. 2 weeks. When I call on the phone, I say I'm Walmart One. So he knows who I am. I'm actually,
that's what I said,
Dan Fenn, WNBF pro bodybuilder.
What's your name?
Dan Fenn.
Dan, talking to the mic.
The natural sensation, Dan Fenn.
He doesn't want to talk to the mic.
The site? Puma on the site.
Oh, you're Puma, okay.
Yeah, I've been messaging.
Can't you get like banned from the WNBF for doing that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
I already checked in. Permission of the WNBF to be here.
Good.
Just been messaging Jimmy the Bull because I used to train at Barathee's gym.
Oh.
So, Then I was training now at World Gym West Babylon.
Yeah.
So I saw Derek Anthony there and listening to his stories about going with Jimmy the Bull. Dave and John I've seen at the shows, you know, Atlantic City Pro or Night of the Champions back in the day. You know, been a big fan and competitor.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for
coming in the middle. This is my son's best friend Steven for the last 12 years. He's a senior
he's a senior
in John Glenn High School in East Northport, and he's the number one lacrosse goalie in the country right now, and he got a full ride scholarship to one of the top schools in the country down in South Carolina.
Is your name really Steven?
My name is really Steven.
Steven Christofortes.
Christofides, almost.
Christofides.
Hey, for Mr. G, that's almost a dead. Yeah. That's
by the way, his father owns one of the best, unbelievable sick diners that he wants us all to come down and eat, which is in Port Jeff Station.
Oh, he's Greek.
It's like, no,
we don't go to Port Jeff.
What's the name of it?
Port Jeff Station is a seaport diner. It's more like a restaurant. One of the best.
Really?
It's like the South Bay place.
We'll go anywhere for free food. Yeah,
we
don't go to Port Jeff.
And Walmart, too. Walmart, too. Come over here, Walmart, too. That's how I remember people's names.
You don't remember people's names.
Yeah, I did. Walmart 1 and Walmart 2. I remember their names.
What's your real name?
My real name is Johnny Barlanti.
All right, at least he's Italian. That's
Italian guy, yeah. Johnny Barlanti, he told me before, he was like, fuck the girls, I'm giving up on girls, fuck them, I ain't buying them shit.
So he's gay.
I'm sick of the hold on a second. No, he's not gay. Which, by the way, Gay Ron got petrified, scared to death he can't come on the show.
I thought he was going to come on the show. He was supposed to be gay.
No, because he thinks he's going to be perceived as a faggot.
He is a faggot, though.
He's gay. No,
he's right.
He doesn't like the gay. Look.
What, he wants us to think he's straight?
You call a girl a fucking a cunt, she gets fucking mad. Call a gay a faggot. It's like calling a girl a cunt. They get pissed off.
He calls himself Gay Ron. If there's a girl going around calling herself a lesbian, guess what? She likes pussy.
Yeah,
She's not a cunt. Diego has decided to switch over to men, so maybe you can hook him up with Diego.
So
Diego A or B?
The biggest score of the world. He's got a hot-looking doctor.
Diego A.
Diego B, because A, he was missing in action because his boyfriend told him, don't go on the show, baby.
They would have stole me out there.
Anyway, he's got a hot-looking doctor that he's going out with that buys him everything. So
he's a smart man.
We gotta find out what he did. Right. You know?
She's my sugar mama.
Wow, you're smart.
My friends set me up with her, so that's cool.
Yeah, that's a good hookup.
Are you sure she's your sugar mama? Because let me tell you something. Somebody might be listening to this show and might tell your girl, you better listen to that show. So just tell everyone. Yeah. Tell
Mr. G knows from experience.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. We both do each other right.
Yeah, it's a joke. Yeah, guys are emailing my girl from all over because I told them about fitnesssingles.com.
Who are you with now?
Next thing you know.
Which girl are you with now?
Summer.
Spring.
Oh, what happened to
Summer?
Summer's
still in the. I thought.
First of all, your show got edited. The first four words I told my girlfriend, because what she heard on the show, she heard is that I'm madly in love with this girl for 4 years. You guys, he edited it out as a joke. It said, I used to be. Right, Jeff?
It's a lot of bullshit.
Come on, you edited it.
Maybe you edited it, but this guy that you're talking to didn't edit shit. That's all I'm saying. You edited it.
I saw you. You went over to
the fucking computer.
Jay, it's my fault.
Derek edited it.
I did.
Don't let the fuck, all right?
I did. I edited it.
So, Mr. G, you're with Summer now. Is that the case? You're still picking her up in Staten Island?
Yeah, well, she's driving. Jersey. She's driving here now.
So wow, you got her to drive, huh? How'd you do that?
He threatened to leave her. Probably.
Well, not really. Oh, we just after a while, she said, "You got to start driving if you're going to start living with me."
Right. Oh, she's moving in.
Yeah, we're gonna get a house and stuff.
What? I thought that she was out the door.
Wow.
Oh, she was out the door. I was just fucking playing games. Come on.
So the sneakers are off.
I gotta make a show. If there's no controversy, nobody wants to hear.
Right, you want controversy?
Oh, everything's good. Everything's great.
You want controversy? Yeah, I'll start bringing up some stuff. I got some controversy for you.
Tell about how I met Snooki.
Listen, I got some controversy for you. I got a couple of emails from people who were at the Arnold critiquing your show at the booth.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very negative. Extremely negative.
I got positive and negative.
I got.
He's polarizing. He's like Derek. He's bipolar.
Yeah. But the negative ones were addressed to Dave and me. Like, how could we allow this?
Yes, I got the same emails.
What are we trying to get across here? It's make dragging us down. Now, how would you respond to that?
First of all, you're going to have you're gonna have people who don't like things and people who like things. That's the whole point of things. So how many people came? How many emails you get?
Negative ones?
Yeah.
I got about three or four.
Yeah. Three or four. When you got
how many positive ones did I get?
Who watch the show? Who listen to the show?
I got one positive one.
Yeah, but all the people who like it aren't going in. You got hundreds of thousands of people listening to it.
That's a reader survey.
What about all the people that were in front of us while we're on stage?
No, this is because you were giving shit away.
He had a mob scene.
No, we had all mob scene.
No, you didn't.
We weren't throwing stuff out.
This is not my opinion. I'm telling you.
I don't really care.
And he found Snooki.
Him and his brother.
I don't really care.
Who found Snooki? You or Bobby?
I actually found her alone.
Find someone else that can do that. Find someone else.
There's no one else that can do that.
Exactly. So some people don't like it.
For 3 days straight.
Three and a half if you count dinner. They were there watching. People don't like Conan O'Brien. People don't like David Letterman. People don't like Howard Stern. So the people are going to not like your brand of comedy. They don't have to watch.
Too fucking bad. Tell them to walk away from the booth.
There's millions of other people out there that are going to love what we do, like what we're going to do, and that's who I do it for. I don't do it for the other people.
I thought it was cool, man.
I thought they did an amazing job.
Michael Lockett,
he's an asshole.
He's a great guy, Michael Lockett.
By the way, why don't you like Michael Lockett?
We give shout outs. Me and my brother, we get up on stage, we give shout outs right to the crowd. We go, Whitney Houston in the crowd. Every turn, Whitney Houston. Everybody would turn around and look. You know, meanwhile, we go, Whitney Houston. We do that all day long with celebrities. But there was some real celebrities and there was some not real celebrities. But we also would do this. When Animal Pack had, you know, because Animal Pack, they're all sitting there like, you know, like all the, you know, all these big powerlifting guys looking at us like, who the fuck are these guys? What are they doing? I knew, you know.
Well, who's the Animal Pack, George?
The Animal Pack guys.
Animal Cage.
They were in the cage.
Oh, animal.
Right. So me and my brother, we decided what we're going to do. We spoke about this way before we even did it. What we're going to do is instead of fucking, like, staring people back and looking at, like, rolling our eyes at what they're doing, who cares? We were going to win them over and we're going to promote them. So he says, listen, don't let the guys in that big cage scare you. They may look like a big bunch of animals, but really those guys are really soft on the inside. They're a bunch of great guys. And Animal Pack has the great supplements out there. They're going to make you strong and powerful. So don't be afraid to take this stuff, but don't be afraid of those guys, right? So we keep doing that. When they did lifts and we're doing heavy lifts, we wouldn't do stuff on the mic. We would say, hey, let's hear it for that guy, Johnny, who just did 15 reps. So then what happens is Michael Lockett, I shoot the confetti cannon off, right? So all of a sudden, you know, about 5 minutes
later, would you hit him in the side of the head?
Tap me on my shoulder. I look, and it's Michael Lockett, right? And I says, I'll be right with you. So then about five, well, because we're doing stuff on the stage. I mean, who can? No one can. Meanwhile, everybody's walking by the booth. Nobody gives a fuck. Everybody's walking by his booth. The booth he was at, Chic Belt. And they're all walking by. Nobody cares. No one cares because you're bodybuilding this. They see.
Oh, I heard he got rough with you, didn't he? Didn't he?
Was that the guy across the way, the bodybuilder across the way?
Yeah, yeah. How was he standing?
Yeah.
He was standing with his arms. Yeah. He doesn't, but it's okay because he doesn't know what to do. He's not a salesperson.
So what happens?
So he came. Is this suspense killing you?
Come on!
All right. So he walks over with between his fucking two fingers and his thumb, about 25 pieces of tissue paper.
Right.
And he's holding him in his hand. About
what'd you hit him with, the confetti cannon?
And goes to me, he's got on my booth, right? I says, yeah.
You should have told him what you do to our studio here with that confetti cannon. He wasn't worried.
He goes, can you keep it over there? I go, you should, no problem, Mike. You know. So me and my brother, so I turn my brother and go, Bob, you ready? Let's go. And by the way, remember, when all you guys go out there and train and work out, you know, and you take all the supplements and stuff, you got to train safely. And don't forget to get your training gear, the best top world training gear in the world. Sheet belt over there. Got all your training stuff. They got IFBB Pro. Michael, the rocket socket, lock it over there.
Except he's not a pro, yeah.
What?
He's not a pro. He could be a pro, though, if he had taken his pro card.
So we did that. Right? And we said, they have straps, they have gloves, all your training gear, go over there. So the, after about 2 days of doing that, the guy came over and handed me money.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did he give you?
What?
How much money?
Maybe $20, but I mean.
Did you throw out into the crowd?
No.
Really? You kept it? Wow.
Put it in his pocket.
No, and then we did the same. We actually were going to do it.
What did he give you money for, George?
For promoting the company.
Oh, very nice.
Nobody was going by the booth.
Game lunch money, basically.
If you notice, nobody went by the booth unless someone stood up with T-shirts and did this. Otherwise, they're just going to walk by. There's so many hot-looking girls there. There's so many bodybuilders there. Nobody really cares.
I want to personally thank you, Mr. G, and your brother, Bobby Smalls, who's not here tonight, for doing a phenomenal stage show 3 days straight. And as John mentioned, Sunday night you performed again. You did a little encore performance at the Marcello's Italian Restaurant for Snooki and her boyfriend, Amelia.
I think that was their best act.
That might have been the best thing.
You guys, I
want to ask him one question, though, because we were running out of time here. Just tell us. I can't believe I'm asking this. Tell us the cheerleader story with Snooki.
One more time.
I only heard it 15 times.
Well, yeah, how we met Snooki.
I don't know if I want to know.
Hold on.
They were staying in a room next to mine.
How you met Snooki?
We met her in the lobby of the hotel.
She was staying in a room right next to mine.
Yeah, but you guys didn't even know.
No, I knew. I met her in the lobby. Before you guys did, actually.
They brought her to the booth.
I saw the show for 5 seconds. So I was having breakfast Sunday morning at Hampton. I see this little tiny girl, about 4'10". I walk over to her. I go, are you that girl in Jersey Shore? She goes, yeah. I go, go over there. I'm going to talk to you for a second. You know, so she goes over there. I go, my brother, I'm going to go over and talk to him. I get him out of the booth. I go over and talk to her. I go, listen, I want you to come on our stage. We have a big show over there. I'm with a company called RxMuscle.com. We're the largest web entertainment site in the world. We got a web radio, web TV show turning into a cable show. It's going to be on Spike TV and A&E soon.
He's a great marketing guy.
So I want to get you to come on the show. You want to come on the show? And a boyfriend who's about another inch taller than happens to be a huge bodybuilding fan of everybody.
Emilio, New Haven Gold.
So he says, sure. So we go, we'll meet you there in an hour. We get there and they're fucking sitting waiting for us.
Really?
They were sitting waiting for us the whole time. Right?
That's very nice, yeah. Nice.
So we get there and then we get him on stage and then you guys know what happened. Everyone freaked out. So she wanted to go to the cheerleading thing, you know, across the way.
Right.
You know?
So you're going to be our bodyguard, basically.
But here's what we did. We go, all right, we got an opportunity of a lifetime for all you fans out there. We need 4 bodyguards right now. We want 4 guys, 6'4" and over, right? So guys raise their hands. So the white guy raised his hand. I go, Larry Bird's brother, come over here. Another guy raised his hand. Black guy, Michael Jackson's brother, come over here. You know, so we have 4 guys, like 6'7".
Right.
We put them all around us and we walk. Now, when we went out of the, because you know how bodybuilders are. Bodybuilders can't acknowledge any fucking celebrity. They can't even acknowledge themselves. Right, Jimmy? I mean,
they short out.
So we're walking in the convention. We got to go all the way to the other side, right? Which I never been. Most of us have never been.
No, it's in the other venue. Yeah.
Walking over, and all of a sudden, 45 and 50-year-old parents are coming over to us. Go, oh, Snooki, my daughter, my son is a big fan. Can I take a picture, right? As we get to the cheerleading thing, 5-year-old cheerleader girls, right? 8-year-old boys are all fans of hers. It was unbelievable. We got mobs. So here's what happens.
John called, named her the Snooki Monster. Did you hear that?
Yeah, she's the Snooki Monster.
She's a Guidette monster.
She's not Italian. It's only proper. She's Italian. Someone on the board said she's like an Italian name. South American.
She's an Italian name.
She's Spanish.
Hell no.
Yeah, so
what's her name? Snooki?
No.
No, it's Nicole. Nikki, somebody. What did you know what it is?
The man knows what he's talking
about. What are you
talking
about?
She's
Chilean. I knew it. South American.
But it's an Italian family, though.
Her name is Nikki.
Oh, she's been Italian.
So then she's Italian.
Yeah, she's Italian. She's raised
Italian. So her name is Nikki.
Right.
That's the real name is Dickie.
Right.
You know, so, and also beforehand, me and my brother primed him up. Listen, don't sign any contracts by anybody. If you're going to do something.
Oh, you guys are representing them now?
Yeah, well, if you're going to do something.
Mr. G and his brother are representing Snooki and Emilio for management purposes.
Oh, my God.
If anyone wants to sign them to a contract, contact
Mr. G. If you're ever going to do anything in life, don't sign anything. Just do it without signing something.
Oh, that's good.
That's the smartest thing to do. Don't sign anything away.
If Derek were to sign a contract, he'd still be getting paid right now.
Fuck you. Not necessary. If he signed a contract, best thing ever happened to him that happened. He's good. Gat may have been good, and he may have had a great contract, a great run with him, but he's got a better company coming up above. He's going to make more money than he's ever made in his life.
I agree.
The best thing that ever happened to him was them letting him go. They were holding you back, Derek. You're going to go on beyond because the guys they got working now, I saw the guys that were there. Now, Gat, the guy's a great owner of the company. He's done great, you know, with advertising marketing, but he's got some fellas there who I saw that sat behind a fucking chair and fucking like we flipped like arrogance and didn't even come up and do anything. Where were the girls that we needed when we had on stage? We had no girls.
You're right.
The whole time.
Tell Derek the Bumblebee story.
No
Bumblebee
story. They weren't around. And the guys just sat there shooting shit, you know, and like, hey, you got. You know, like chewing gum, but like
what happened at the cheerleader thing?
We go to the cheerleader thing, so they sit us right in the front, right?
Yeah.
So they sit us in the front, so of course I'm walking with the big bower and stuff. But I'm like Hulk.
Well, you weren't dressed in green at that time, were you? Or is that the next day?
No, I took the green off. Okay. It was too hot, man. I couldn't handle it.
You did it all day Saturday, though. So
yeah, I would have kept it on, but I mean,
I'm surprised you didn't go home in a plane with that on.
No, we didn't get a chance. Actually, what happened is. We told Clint late, the guy who's the MC of the Arnold, Clint, told him too late. He would have done the skit.
Well, next year.
Next year. I mean, it's just too much.
You got to call him a week in advance.
What?
You got to call him a week in advance.
He's
got
to work it into his script.
He likes to be prepared.
He's been doing the same script for 20 years, so he's got to work it in.
He's got to work it in.
So anyway, so we're sitting down there, right? Now the head security guard, the whole thing comes down, blah, blah, blah. I says, listen, Snooki is a cheerleader. She wants to do a cheer. Mr. G and Snooki are going to get out there and do a cheer, all right?
I don't think I heard this part of the story.
Yeah, no, this is a new
we're doing
part.
Cheer, and
this part was added last week.
The
part
we're going to do the cheer, right, is this. Is, hey, Mickey, you're so fine. So Mickey, so I decided, I came up with this, hey, Snooki, you're so fine, hey, Snooki. So he's going to have the,
yeah. That's original, okay.
Right? That's real original.
Were you wearing a yellow
one? You tried taking it off the top.
I'm giving you credit.
He's not.
I want to know if he was wearing a white or a yellow feather boa.
Yellow.
He's wearing the whole cover.
I gave my purple boa away, my red boa. Everyone loved the boa.
So you were wearing yellow.
Yeah, the girls loved the boas.
All right, so what did you do? Did you get up there and do the cheer?
No, here's what happened. So now we're sitting there, and the venue over there has 4,000... It seats 4,000 people. You guys have no idea how big it is.
Right.
It's unbelievably so big. It's like it's like the Felt Forum. You ever been to the Felt Forum?
Yes.
It's unbelievable. There's so many people. There's hundreds.
So what happened with the cheer?
So we never got to do the cheer because what happened is then these security guards came over.
Right.
That didn't know what was going on.
They thought you were insane. That's why
they didn't talk to the guy.
They were fine with Snooki.
Security guards
going up on stage. Which was the whole
thing. They come over.
He could be a terrorist.
They tap on my shoulder. They go, you got to leave. Me.
I told you him.
Me.
The guy with the pink bandana and the yellow bow who's hanging out there for the 18-year-old girl.
He's got to leave.
The fucking judges can't see. You got to leave. I mean, I got to fucking leave. What are you talking about? Guy, get your wires crossed. Don't talk to your fucking head guy. I ain't fucking moving. What are you, out of your fucking mind? Yo, I'm the fucking, yo. Well, you get the head guy to move us. So then the head guy came up. I'm sorry. Let's move you. So we all got up, yo, and then they moved us. And then we had like four security guards.
Where was Snooki? She was with you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
she was in his pocket.
The then what happened is, so the head music guy.
Mr. G punched her in the face to show off who she was. No. Remember this girl?
Here, let me refresh your memory. Boom.
So then we went up top, and then they brought us back down behind stage. And they had this brand new boy band. That came out. It's like the new NSYNC,
right?
Apparently,
and they are you managing them now too?
What
are you managing them now too? They're going to play at the booth next year.
They were wearing these flight jackets and motorcycle, you know, the whole mile stuff, you know, all the leather and stuff.
Yeah,
and on it had all these lights that lit up.
It says 85% on there.
What? No, I did not yet.
Next scene on 2020.
So they came out there and performed the thing, and we were supposed to do the thing after, but we wound up leaving. We left, and then we took them out for sushi.
Very nice.
And then and that's when we invited them to come out.
All went out to eat for Italian food. It was very nice.
They came back to our hotel after that.
I wasn't invited.
And we showed them.
You were gone already.
You were gone.
Sunday.
You left Sunday.
We showed them the video. We showed them videos for they were in our room till 2:30 in the morning.
A lot of people don't realize Mr. G's son took about 30 hours of video that I have not seen yet or edited.
Did anyone see it?
Yeah.
Some of it came out?
It all came out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I believe he filmed everything. He filmed us walking to the cheerleading thing.
Are we going to see any of it?
Filmed me cheerleading.
You should have him make a highlight reel. That's what we need.
And put it on the site.
It's too probably intolerable to watch the whole thing.
You know, George, I got to say, I love you more than anybody, but I'm lost, man. I don't know.
Jimmy, you drank too much wine tonight. Don't even try.
I was down in the bleachers. I was behind the stadium.
Forget about it.
Forget it.
It's not important.
First I was dead, Jimmy.
Forget it. We're out of time.
Jimmy, first I was down.
No, I don't want to hear the story.
No, recap. We're out of time.
I just got lost somewhere.
It's going to take an hour. We're out of time. All right, Mr. G. Next week we'll be back in the studio. Yeah, filming. So if you have any stage shows, you can bring it to the studio. Maybe we should do a little mini Mr. G. stage show so you can give people an idea of what was going on.
No confetti cannons though.
Yeah. Can you do that?
Look how dejected he looks when you say no confetti.
That's my act. So I don't do my act. It's my act.
Come up with a new act. You know what? Add a vacuum cleaner to your act.
First of all, all the guys are WWE guys.
Add a fucking broom, will you?
You guys, Hulk Hogan has the same fucking act for 30 fucking years.
Yeah, but he doesn't make a fucking mess.
Not millions, billions of motherfuckers love, brother. He never changes. Right? Triple H has the same X-Man.
Yeah, but he don't make a mess.
Grab his ball. Grab all this stuff. Mr. G has his thing. It's the truth thing, and I will not change.
You can be the truth. We just don't want any confetti. That's all.
Everyone misses the gloves of confetti. Come on. Anyway. It's a fucking wacky party.
All right. Thanks for stopping by, everyone. We're at the end of another episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. Until next week, I'm Dave Palumbo.
And I'm John Romano.
And remember, we're not only the host of After Hours with the Whack Pack, we're also members.
After Hours with the Whack Pack has been an RXMuscle.com presentation. To download this and all past shows, visit RXMuscle.com and click on the radio link. RXMuscle.com, the truth in bodybuilding.